And I'm asking now for my eyes to see, my ears to hear, and my spirit to perceive. You're on my case. Amen. Romans 13. I heard it twice this morning. So we're going to obey. Romans 13. Verse 8. There's a lot of material in the beginning of it, but this is where he pressed to start. Keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor, who practices loving others, has fulfilled the law relating to one's fellow men, meeting all its requirements. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, have an evil desire, and any other commandment are summed up in the single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I'm using the Amplified because that was the press. Love does no wrong to one's neighbor. It never hurts anybody. Therefore, love meets all the requirements and is the fulfilling of the law. Keep that in mind. When you love, you are actually fulfilling the law that God gave. Because if you really love your neighbor, you'll never steal from them. You'll never injure them. Will they always figure you out? No, because God's timing and man's timing are two different things. Verse 11, besides this, you know what a critical hour this is, how it is high time now for you to wake up out of your sleep. Rouse to reality, for salvation, final deliverance, is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Adhere to, trusted in, and relied on Christ the Messiah. That's your place of rest. The night is far gone and the day is almost here. Let us then fling away the works and deeds of darkness and put on the full armor of light. That was the verse that he first made a real jump. The night is far gone. The day is almost here. Let us then fling away the works and deeds of darkness and put on the full armor of light. What is that? In other words, you know, the things that happen to us, we have a tendency to fix it all or make sure that it doesn't happen again. And did you ever notice how many times Jesus got rejected?
Quite a few.
How many people couldn't stand him? And so, you know, if he was rejected and he wasn't acceptable to his neighbor or to those around him, where Peter comes to the Lord after he declared that the bread and wine were his flesh and blood, hundreds walked away, maybe thousands. And Peter says, where in the world do you think we're going? So, keeping that in mind, they had to put on the armor of light. When you have the armor of light, the bugs will get zapped when they get close to you. My experience on Friday, when I walked into Bob's room, it was literally that you could have, well, let's say it this way. We literally pushed Don a button.
Yeah, flipped the switch.
And Peggy says to me, "It wasn't like this before you came." That doesn't make anybody feel good, but it is the truth. The storm, it was unbelievable. I mean, this man was screaming, and he's a believer. He told us so. Belongs to a church in the area. And I've had just maybe once or twice, a little tiny short conversation with him. But there was nothing rational on Thursday. I mean, it was screaming every foul word that you can imagine, and accused and accused and screamed, actually, at the three of us. But the focus was very, very noticeable. The light was irritating. If you can look at it from that perspective, there are some in your neighborhood and some in your entourage that are going to be uncomfortable because of your light. And it's going to irritate them. They may not say something to you, but you'll feel it. You'll be aware of it. And when you are aware, they might spit at you. They might curse you, but the Lord is more than able to take care of it.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Watch the next verse. Let us live and conduct ourselves honorably and becoming as in the open light of day. Not in reveling, carousing, and drunkenness. Not in immorality and debauchery, sensuality, and licentiousness. Not in quarreling and jealousy, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and make no provision for indulging the flesh. Put a stop to the thinking about the evil cravings of your physical nature to gratify its desires and lusts. Don't even look at the number 14 because it's one letter. As for the man who is weak, believer, welcome him into your fellowship, but not to criticize his opinions or pass judgment on his scruples or perplex him with discussions. One man's faith permits him to believe he may eat anything, while a weaker one limits his eating to vegetables. Let not him who eats look down on or despise him who abstains. And let not him who abstains criticize and pass judgment on him who eats. For God has accepted and welcomed him or her. Who are you to pass judgment on and censure another's household? Servant. It is before his own master that he stands or falls. And he shall stand and be upheld for the master. The Lord is mighty to support him and make him stand. And I added in my Bible, Jesus makes him able to stand. That's grace. Jesus makes me able to stand. You say, well, I don't have that energy. I don't have that ability. I don't have that strength. Good. You say, why say good? Because when you're relying on yourself, pride will come in at some point. And you're going to think you're so holy. All you're going to prove is that you're full of holes. I've been there. The religious crowd wears it well. It's an incredible crown. Ha! I'm holy. I don't smoke. I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't do this. I don't do that. And they are proud. And the arrogance you can smell. Oh, please.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Amen.
Okay. I'm so holy.
Good.
I'm so glad you're holy. Do I say anything?
No.
Be quiet. Because you see, God is able to change them just like he changed me. And like he's changing every one of us. One man's esteem, verse 5, one day is as better than another, while another man esteems all days alike, sacred. Let every one be fully convinced and satisfied in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. He also who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while he who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. None of us live to himself, but to the Lord. And none of us dies to himself, but to the Lord. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then whatever we live or we die, we belong to the Lord. For Christ died and lived again for this very purpose, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Why do you criticize and pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you look down upon or desire your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. That is, acknowledge him to his honor and to his praise, Isaiah 45. And so each of us shall give an account of himself, give an answer in reference to judgment to God. You see, it's a personal relationship. He's on the job. We're doing our best. And when we fail, we cry out for him. Because he'll make up the difference. Amen? Amen. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Let your grace,
let your grace
and your favor,
and your favor
carry me to the finish line.
Carry me to the finish line.
And I give you the glory.
And I give you the glory.
That this word,
that this word
is making me dependent on you.
Dependent on
in Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I
pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna ask you to intercede.